It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, you can have your groceries, a new TV, an entire new wardrobe of clothing delivered to your home without a lot of hassle. But starting back in the early 1900s, you could order an entire house to be delivered in parts and pieces. We'll talk to an architectural historian about the history of mail order homes here in Wisconsin and beyond. First, the state legislature will meet for an extraordinary session starting November 12th to consider an incentive package for paper manufacturer Kimberly-Clark. In January, the company announced worldwide cutbacks, ultimately that included plans to close plants in Neenah and Fox Crossing. Lawmakers backed by Governor Walker put together a state incentive plan to keep those jobs in Wisconsin, at least some of them. The legislation passed the state assembly in February, but still hasn't passed the Senate. Laurel White has been following the story. She's WPR state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
All right, so this was announced today, this extraordinary session. What's supposed to happen at this?
So the extraordinary session has been called by Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who's the leader of the state Senate, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who leads the assembly. And basically what they're saying is lawmakers are going to come back, specifically state senators, for this Kimberly-Clark deal. So it can go through committee and then go to the Senate floor and be voted on at that point.
We've talked to you about this before, but run us through the basics. What is involved in this incentive package?
So this is a, they call it a Foxconn-style deal. That's what the governor has called it. He's the one that proposed it. They call it that because it's based on the same percentages of tax incentives. So it would be a 17% payroll tax credit and a 15% capital expenditure tax credit, which would basically come in the form of a check to Kimberly-Clark, because the company doesn't have any tax liability right now based on the state tax code. So these are financial incentives the state would pay the company as a motivation to not close their Fox Crossing facility, which employs about 500 people.
Right. That's the cost side of things. The benefit, the hope for benefit, is that at least one of those factories then would stay open, an important part of the economy in the Fox Cities area.
Absolutely. And we have, according to Senator Fitzgerald, gotten some feedback from the company, or lawmakers have, that the Neenah facility is going to close. And that employs about 110 people. But the Fox Crossing facility, which has about 500 jobs, is still up for saving by this incentive package.
We already had a deadline from Kimberly-Clark that said, okay, state lawmakers, arrive at a deal by X date. I think it was the end of last month, right? Or we're done now. Are they saying, okay, we can wait for this session?
Yes. So I spoke with Senator Roger Roth this morning, and he's the sponsor of the bill that was introduced in the Senate that has the governor's proposal in it. And he said that they've had ongoing discussions with Kimberly-Clark. They reached out to the company as lawmakers and said, this is a very politically tricky thing to accomplish before the November 6th election. We would really like to get this done for you, but we feel like it needs to happen after the election. So he says the company was amenable to that, and they've agreed to extend the deadline until lawmakers are able to vote on the package, which, because it has to go through committee and then go to the Senate floor, would probably be mid to late November. The extraordinary session itself is called for around November 12th. And so there are a couple steps that would have to happen after that before it could be voted on by the whole Senate.
Laurel White's with us, WPR State Capitol reporter, looking at this extraordinary session that's been called for after the midterm elections to consider Kimberly-Clark incentive deals. Laurel, what is it about after Election Day that might make this easier to pass the Senate than before? Are senators looking over their shoulders right now trying to figure out, is it better for me to vote for or against this as I'm getting voted on?
So what Senator Roth told me this morning is that he doesn't have, or Republican leaders in the state Senate do not have, enough Republican votes to pass the package. They need 17 votes in order to pass it from the Senate. And a number of Republicans have come out against the deal for, you know, kind of a handful of different reasons. So they need Democrats to come on board to get this through. And Roth says that no Democrats have said they will vote yes on the package right now. And he thinks that's because the election is coming up in just a few weeks. and that they don't want to give Governor Walker a, you know, quote unquote win before the November 6th election. So he's optimistic that if they hold it after the election, more Democrats are going to be open to coming on board and getting this through the Senate.
The deal so far is that the Assembly passed their package, and the leadership in the Assembly says, Senate, if you come back into a session, take it or leave it. You do exactly what we did and pass along to the governor. We're not coming back. But mm-hmm. it sounds like you said with this extraordinary session, the Assembly could hypothetically come back and maybe consider changes.
So they could, because it's being the extraordinary session is being called by Assembly and Senate leaders. The Assembly can come back as well. I asked Senator Roth, because he is the sponsor, about whether they're anticipating any changes to the Kimberly-Clark package when it is taken up by the Senate. And he said, no, they're planning to take up what the Assembly passed, not make any changes to it. And so it would be kind of quick, easy, simple. They pass it, it's concurred in, it goes to the governor. But the Associated Press did ask Assembly Speaker Robin Voss today, when he was at a luncheon here hosted by WisPolitics in Madison, whether the Assembly would be open to taking up something else other than Kimberly-Clark when it reconvenes, or when it could reconvene for an extraordinary session. And Speaker Voss said that the Assembly might take up some other stuff. He said he'd be open to considering other legislation, according to the Associated Press, particularly a bill related to guaranteeing health coverage for people with pre-existing conditions in Wisconsin, which is an issue, of course, that a lot of candidates are talking about right now on the campaign trail. So as if Kimberly-Clark isn't interesting enough, we could get kind of some bonus bills at this November extraordinary session, potentially.
Well, I'll throw a hypothetical at you, Laurel. It is mm-hmm. possible that Republicans could keep control of the legislature next year. If so, then they don't need to do much. It's possible they could lose control of the Senate or the Assembly or the governor's office. That could be an opportunity for a lame duck session to pass some things before they lose control when people are sworn in January.
Absolutely. That's an option, or a hypothetical that was brought up actually by the Democratic minority leader in the Assembly today at that same event here in Madison. He said that Republicans, if they're, you know, if Tony Evers, for example, defeats Governor Walker in the governor's race, Republicans are going to come in that lame duck session and attempt to pass some bills while they still have the governor's office and majorities in both houses of the Assembly and the Senate. So it would be kind of a unique opportunity for them, if the election doesn't go as planned, to get some final things done that they might want to get done that might be a little bit more difficult to do after the inauguration in January.
You mentioned that Robin Voss on the Assembly side said he might be open to some other legislation apart from Kimberly-Clark. Have we heard anything from Republican Senate leadership along those lines?
So the leader of the state Senate, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, did tell the Associated Press this morning that he is not planning for the Senate to take up any other legislation that's not related to Kimberly-Clark. So, of course, for anything to make its way to the governor and become law, both chambers would have to take up a bill. Now, they could take up a bill that had been passed previously by the other house in the legislative session that wrapped up several months ago. So that's a little bit of a caveat. I don't believe that they have to take up things again. So we could have some issues arise that we thought were quote unquote, you know, we call them dead bills. We thought that they were maybe a dead bill for the legislative session. Those could come back in November. So it could be a pretty interesting month here in Wisconsin.
Laurel, thanks a lot for bringing us up to speed today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. She was with us to talk about news that the state legislature will meet the week after midterm elections to consider an incentive package for Kimberly-Clark.